This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The leading Democrats vying for the White House unleashed attacks on each other Tuesday night in their final debate before South Carolina holds its primary this weekend. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Front-running candidate Bernie Sanders took the brunt of the attacks on the CBS News debate on his Medicare for All program, his vote on gun control, and his socialist agenda.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight.
But Sanders says he's striking a chord with voters.
They don't want candidates to be running to billionaires for huge amounts of funding.
Some of the sharpest exchanges, Elizabeth Warren hammering Mike Bloomberg.
The boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
Have said to one of his pregnant employees.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's sure he will win South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Following the debate, the campaign of Pete Buttigieg canceled several Florida events planned for Wednesday. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Citing illness, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's campaign has canceled three private fundraisers that were scheduled Wednesday in South Florida. A campaign spokesman said late Tuesday the former South Bend, Indiana mayor has a cold. When word first surfaced of the cancellations, there was speculation it could signal problems for the campaign, especially after Buttigieg's off-script pitch during Tuesday night's debate in Charleston.
I shouldn't miss the opportunity. If you're watching right now and you support my campaign, go to PeteForAmerica.com and chip in.
Buttigieg has been trying to raise $13 million ahead of next week's 14-state Super Tuesday contests. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at VOAnews.com or download the VOA app. This is VOA News. There are nearly 80,000 confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide and more than 2,600 deaths. The U.S. government's response is splitting lawmakers as congressional Democrats disagree with President Donald Trump that the virus has been contained within the United States. Reuters' Adam Reed reports the World Health Organization warns countries to be ready to respond quickly when the virus arrives.
The World Health Organization is warning countries to do more to prepare for the coronavirus, saying the disease is literally knocking at the door. Speaking from Geneva, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier drew a comparison to Italy's own outbreak, the biggest in Europe, where he says the response was pretty strong. Iran, meanwhile, has the highest number of coronavirus deaths outside China, where the virus emerged in December. And more than 2,600 have died. That country's own deputy health minister and a member of parliament have tested positive for the coronavirus, as the death toll there rose to 16.
U.S. President Donald Trump will have a press conference tonight at 6 p.m. about the virus. Iranian state television says 19 people have died from the new coronavirus. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The announcement by a state TV anchor raises the virus death toll and adds that around 140 cases are confirmed in the country so far. Meanwhile, a health ministry spokesman has urged Iranians to avoid non-essential travel, particularly to the hard-hit provinces of the country, including Qom. Iran's president says Tehran has no immediate plans to quarantine cities over the new coronavirus rapidly spreading across the country, even as the Islamic Republic suffers the highest death toll outside of China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The federal judge who oversaw Roger Stone's trial has brought back the jury to answer questions on allegations of misconduct, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
If that's not a tainted jury, then there is no such thing as a tainted jury.
Since Roger Stone's sentencing last week, President Trump has been amplifying claims from Stone and his legal team that the jury forewoman was biased. In a court session Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said jurors have been harassed and she worried for their continued safety. But she said with the president shining a spotlight on the jury, she was taking an extra step. The jurors told the court nothing off occurred and no social media posts or news coverage was discussed in their deliberations. Stone's attorneys grilled the forewoman on her posts, but she maintained she'd done her job fairly. Jackson says she'll rule on Stone's request for a new trial at a later date. Ben Thomas, Washington.
After 28 years and five Grand Slam titles, Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova announced Wednesday her retirement from the sport. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.